or problems, and also to push ahead with an economic growth package agreed when they met last week. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his weekly Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Welcome to July, and I hope you've got power.
Oh, boy. Well, fortunately, yes. I'm glad to say, and my condolences to all those who do not.
Yes.
Well, pretty big week last week. I know you're going to talk about some of these items in more detail later on, but, Supreme Court upheld the health care reform law with lots of business ramifications. The Europeans seem finally to get together on a compromise that will benefit a couple of the failing economies over there, and it all has an effect here, of course, in our country. So what's your summary of the week in brief?
Well, I'd say it was basically, if you live in Spain, you had a really good few days. You got two big victories recently. On Friday morning, you got good news from the EU about their banking issues, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then on yesterday, Spain pounded Italy for the championship of the prestigious Euro soccer tournament. So if you're Spanish, you're feeling pretty good. But it is a short week here in the U.S., with Wednesday being our July 4th holiday. A number of items we've got to work through this week. The jobs report is coming on Friday. We're expecting another announcement of positive job growth, but nothing to write home about, as usual. Maybe about 110,000 jobs are expected. We're also going to get today the ISM manufacturing report, and we expect that to stay above the marker of 50, which is good. That shows a expansionary environment. One note, even though June ended up strong, which we'll get into the details in a minute, ended up strong for stocks, bonds, particularly U.S. government bonds, have not really bought into the hype yet. Their yield stayed at 1.6% when you might have expected people to sell bonds, which would drive their prices lower. So all in all, it was actually a pretty good week.
Mm-hmm.
So can we talk about the European summit?
Yes. Well, I know there's been some change in political leadership in some of the countries, but finally the heads of the European Union finally reached an agreement, which it was a big sigh of relief, I guess, for many.
Well, there were huge fireworks, just like our July 4th and stock market rallies across the world on Friday. But no joke, Wayne, this is approximately the 19th summit Euro leaders have had in the past 2 years about their banking and debt problems. And we observed that the leaders did a very good job of keeping the expectations low, so the pop afterwards was much stronger. But essentially, there were two main things that appear to be coming very close to reality. Number one, the EU is finally moving towards creating a Europe-wide agency to guarantee all bank deposits and have one regulatory authority like our FDIC. That entity will likely be the European Central Bank, which is equivalent of our Federal Reserve. This is huge because it will go a long way towards stopping runs on a country's banks like Greece or Spain if trouble picks up. The second main thing, the other big deal likely, is a pool of money that can be given out directly to a country's banks without having to burden that government with the debts. Think of the U.S.'s TARP program from 2008. Now, I realize that was not very popular then and may not be popular now, but the TARP plan did keep banks afloat and alive, and the thought is that that pool of money will do a lot for Europeans' banks. Now, the biggest winner clearly is Spain right now, as evidenced by the huge boost of confidence on Friday in their government bonds. The loser so far is Germany's Angela Merkel, who's had to come off her very strong opposition to some of these measures. The Germans are, frankly, not happy about having to bail out their problem children again and again. So will this rally hold more than the 2 days as we've seen in the last several months? We'll see. We'll see more of that this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got about almost 2 minutes. Let's say a minute and 45. We're at the halfway mark now for the calendar year.
Yep.
And on the last day of the first half of the year, Friday, the stock markets kind of ended with a real winner.
Yeah, it's a good time right now to take a step back and see what did well over the last 6 months and did not well over the same time. As I say, June is over, and we're tallying up after a terrible May and all the admonitions to sell in May and go away for the summer. There was no June swoon. In fact, the S&P 500 had the best June since 1999. Go figure. Overall, the second quarter of 2012, the market was up, was down about 3.5% because of that bad May. But for the year thus far, the S&P 500 is up about 8%. The Dow is up over 5%. That's kind of interesting. Also, what did well? Housing stocks did very well, despite what appears to still be a slow environment for selling homes at full price and getting borrowing money. Maybe a bottom has formed. Also, a bit of surprise, U.S. government bonds had a really good rally in the first half, up almost 5% alone, despite their outrageously low yields. Banks were up on average about 10%, with some banks like Bank of America doing much better. Clearly, there have been a lot of fits and starts for the banks, so we don't know if this one's going to take. Mm-hmm. Technology did exceedingly well, and not just Apple. The NASDAQ itself was up over 12% for the first half. On the flip side, energy was down sharply for the first 6 months, down about 14% due to falling oil prices and natural gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
Utilities were up about 3%, but definitely cooled off after last year's run. And gold itself was up about 2.5% for the first half of 2012.
Brian, I've got just about 15 seconds if you have any parting thoughts.
Well, rumbling from the corporate earnings world, we're hearing from companies like FedEx, Ford, Procter & Gamble, Texas Instruments. The second half of the year may not be as good as the first half for some of these companies.
Okay, thanks very much to Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. Talk to you again next Monday.
See you later.
Portions of today's programming are made possible by Gwen and Phil Dean in memory of Miss Sydney, the NPR dog. Time now, 20 minutes before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm